Welcome to Castle Country Focus. This is DeLynn Fielding, your host. Today we are talking with Carl Albrecht, representative from District 70.
Good morning, Carl, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, DeLynn. Good to be with you. Quite an exciting week up here so far for me, especially my House Bill 48 passed the House Monday. And has gone on to the Senate, and it will be heard in Senate committee Friday morning, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And from there, hopefully go on to the Senate floor and get final approval and then go to the governor. I've also co-sponsored SCR 5, which is a resolution honoring our snow removal crews throughout the state and local cities. And we've actually got that it came through the Senate by Senator Okerlund and will be in the House tomorrow on a time certain reading. And I'll be presenting that resolution to the House members. And we have some snowplow drivers coming onto the floor. And we also have the driver who was knocked off the road on January 13th, Terry Jacobson, who was driving that UDOT plow that was hit by a semi and plunged down a 300-foot embankment and was hospitalized, and he's recovered such that he can be with us tomorrow.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that accident.
Yeah, it was on January 13th, and he was plowing up Spanish Fork Canyon, and a semi went to go around him on the right side and hit him, and it just, the impact pushed him right through a guardrail and off a 300-foot embankment.
Yeah, now that you mention that, I remember that now.
It's important to honor these folks, not only UDOT, but state and county, and we've got some of them coming on board. Hopefully I'll take care of that in a manner that's respecting those that do that for us. It's a big job, and it's always under miserable conditions.
Well, and it's been so important this year. They've had a lot to do.
That's correct. We had I guess we're past the halfway mark up here now.
Yes, you're on the downhill slope. So, but I think things will start getting a little more hectic with all the bills that out there.
Yeah, I think committees will start winding down. Appropriations Committee, we're finished last week, so they're in the process of working through the budget. I think committees hearing bills will start winding down. There'll be a few, but there's a lot of bills out there, and there'll be a lot more floor time on voting on the various bills from the House and the Senate. The one thing I did want to mention to you, DeLynn, is I know when you and I sat on the Governor's Rural Partnership Board, we always encouraged the legislature to come to Southern Utah and visit and get a different perspective on how things work down in God's country. And so we've got a legislative tour is going to happen in April. They're going to go to the Intermountain Power Project and some of the projects that are going on there around the Intermountain Power Project. They're going on down to see some of the solar and wind developments in Beaver and Iron counties, and then spend a night in Cedar City. All the time hearing from local county commissioners and other local authorities on the bus as well as in meetings. And then they'll head over towards Bryce Canyon, spend the night at Ruby's Inn, and hear from folks over that way, and then back up through Paiute County, spend some time at Paiute County High School, rural 1A high school down there in Junction, and back up towards Gunnison and make a stop at the Gunnison prison. So that'll be a good tour, I think, for some of these urban legislators.
Every time that happened in previous years, there was positive benefits that came out of the next legislature. The local folks campaigned for their needs, and every time that was meant, I can point to several projects throughout the state that happened because of those legislative tours. And they stopped doing them because they thought, the local people had to pay for, like, their The rooms at Ruby Inn, or their hotel rooms and meals and stuff like that. And it was expensive for the local people to put them on.
It was, but you're exactly right. You get those folks from up here in the urban areas down in rural Utah and see how things, you know, the different projects affect us and what we need to get new economic development into the areas. And then they get back up here the following year and they say, well, I went on that list. Tour down there, and I gained a whole different perspective. And you're exactly right.
It was important for rural Utah to have those people. Do you know how many are have signed up for it yet?
They passed the list around the other day, and there were quite a few. I haven't seen the numbers from the Senate side, but I'm sure I'll try to get that for you for next week.
That is so important for rural Utah. In fact, the first bill that I was part of getting through the legislature, again, this was years and years ago, it happened because we had that group at the time it was CEU, and met with them and discussed with them why that was important for our area and rural Utah. Makes a difference. That's an exciting thing that will benefit rural Utah.
It's hard to believe that we're halfway done up here. We actually get an extra day off this next week with the President's Day holiday. But we're turning the corner, and March 9th will be here before you know it.
So have you been glad you've got into this affair?
Well, I'm like you. I was enjoying retirement. But I had a lot of folks ask me to run, and I think public service is important in one's life, and I've really enjoyed it so far. My wife has told me that I was bitten by the politics, and I've enjoyed it. I knew the process because I used to come up here and testify in various committees with my employment, but the pace has been a little hard to get used to, but I think I've caught my second wind, Glenn.
Anything that we should be looking forward to?
Well, there'll be a lot of interesting bills I think we could talk about next week that's going to start coming forth now, either been through the House or the Senate, and now it's approaching. And so it'll be interesting to watch some of these bills, as you discussed with the Representative Watkins and Senator Hinkins, and I'm just pleased to be able to be up here and be of service. And if you need to get a hold of me, you can call my cell phone or contact me with an email or a text, and I'd be happy to respond. I try to respond to all of those constituents that are in my district.
Tell our listeners what that number is.
That number is 435-979-6578.
Well,
you can call or text me, or my legislative emails on the web.
Thank you, Carl, for taking the time to visit with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you, Dylan. We'll talk to you next week.
See you later. Bye.